Whipper.
Hello, podcasters. It is Fitzy and Whipper. Great movie coming out on November 3rd. It's called Hacksaw Ridge. It's about a guy called Desmond Doss. He's one of the most decorated soldiers of all time. Mel Gibson made the movie, but the mother of Desmond Doss and the father are played by Hugo Weaving and Rachel Griffiths.
Mm. Phenomenal tale. If you'd heard the story, you'd think, my God, who's going to make the movie out
of it? What were their names? Tom and Bertha.
Tom and Bertha, yeah.
You don't hear the name Bertha around much anymore, do you?
Unless it's a golf club, the old Big Bertha.
I've given Bertha to a little baby Bertha.
What? Yep. Bertha is the name in the film.
Not bad.
That's not too bad.
Two great Australian actors, though. We had them side by side. You're going to hear that interview very, very soon.
Enjoy the podcast.
This is a tough one. Okay, this is happening in Canberra. Hannah Mouncey is her name, sir. 25 years of age from Canberra. Loves her handball. The game of handball. Now, it's not huge in Australia, but over in Europe it's massive. You would have seen it at the Olympics.
Yeah. We used to call it war ball at school.
Is it like dodgeball?
No.
It's like dodgeball.
No, it's not like war ball.
It's like dodgeball, isn't it?
Is that when you've got to catch the ball and run with it?
And you got to throw it into a net. It's a goal. You got goals at either end.
Yeah, it's full on, right, okay.
And it can get quite physical.
Yep.
This is the thing, though. Hannah wasn't always Hannah. Hannah used to be Callum Mouncey.
Oh, Callum.
Oh.
Right. Now, so Callum changed gender to Hannah and has been on hormone treatment for the last 11 months. This is the thing, though. Hannah now wants to represent Australia in the female handball team.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a rule that you need 12 months treatment. And she's only got 1 month to go. They won't put her into the team. This is the thing, though. She's still 6 foot. 6'2" and weighs over 100 kilograms.
Wow, you want her on your team.
She'd be awesome.
She'd be flying. I don't think you can hold her back from that. I mean, talk about 6 months, 11 months treatment. There's not a lot of difference there. You've got to bend the rules for the person she is now and accept her as a female. Get her in the squad, mate.
But if she is a month off finishing technically what you would call qualifying
through
her treatment, then, yeah, she probably shouldn't.
The association says she's larger than everyone else with a physical advantage and a certain level of muscle mass. We have to protect the other players because I think some of the other players are freaking out.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, see, you can't do that. That's like complaining when you play against
a
rugby
team.
Yeah, it was a sport where the people are abnormally large. That's
life, mate.
Yeah, but I think the 1 month they should probably honour.
Because the thing is, if you were a guy who wanted to become a girl, right, transgender, and you were quite large, when you start taking hormone treatment, doesn't mean that you're going to lose that weight, does it?
No. But do you lose muscle mass? Because of the hormones.
Well, that's the thing.
Because men have more muscle mass, I think, than women.
Yeah, but see, if you're still playing a professional sport, you'd think you'd be in the gym doing weights and keeping the strength up.
Yeah, that's why you can't complain when you play against really big sports people. Mm. That's silly.
But it's like having a change and then saying, well, which bathroom am I meant to go into? Well, you go into the one of the sex you are now.
See, you know, like Callum, though, it'd be interesting to see what Callum was like as a handball player in the men's competition.
Yep.
But now you would say that Hannah would be dominating.
So can he now, if Hannah's not in the other team, in the female team, can Hannah still play for the men's team?
Well, yeah, this is the other thing.
No, you can't flip-flop.
No, I'm saying if Hannah still needs a month to go to qualify during that month period, well, he must be able to play for the men's team.
He can still be a female and play in the men's team. Obviously, you wouldn't just go into the change rooms and stuff. That's the only thing. It's getting confusing.
I don't know.
Yeah, how does the change room work? Is it what point of treatment have you had? If you've had the full operation and completion, well, you would think,
welcome
in the change rooms.
Aren't change rooms a bit weird anyway? Why isn't everybody in cubicles?
What do you mean?
Well,
when you have a shower?
Yeah, why are you all standing there looking at each other in the shower, you cheeky pervs?
No, don't worry. I agree with you. Growing up as a young man and going into a footy club and showering with everyone else is one of the biggest moments of your life.
Yep.
It's so scary.
It's
especially when you're not going through puberty at the time.
Oh, it's like my worst nightmare.
We were the opposite. I was going through puberty, so I'd hang my towel on the rack. I was the only one with pubes.
Then hide
in the corner, have my shower, then get my towel and wrap it around me quickly. The other day, Lisa went to the gym and took Ted was there as well, and he just sort of sat in the pram while she had a bit of a workout, then went into the change rooms. Anyway, she said there was this 60-year-old woman who looked like she'd never had a wax in her entire life who did that move in front of everyone where you get the
towel
and put it between your legs
that's
and
a great
drag
one.
It back and forth.
Yeah. Well, it's good
Ted
for drying.
Ted just stood there staring at her.
Yeah, the women's change
rooms.
What was
Ted doing in the women's bathroom?
Ted thought he was at the zoo. He's never seen
Ted,
anything.
Ted, you little perv. Oh, man.
He's not going to hang out.
Like father, like son.
This concerns me here, and Tommy, you're going to play a key role with what we need to do here today.
Right.
Yes. Because this could be a risky one. Oh, but I don't know. There's a list that have come out of things you should never, ever Google. And you know what? I've held off Googling, and as a team, we've said, let's not Google what these things are.
I know.
Let's just sort of try and gain an understanding this morning. I'm sure there are some things we can't actually say
on
air here.
So they're not totally obvious, are they?
No, they're not.
Because the other one that we said, remember we had Scotty Cam in here, and we talked about his lovely mother all the time, Gay.
Gay, yeah.
And we said, do not, whatever you do, don't try to find any information out about Gay Cam on Google.
No. I mean, if you were to Google image Gay Cam, I think that would be a very, very confronting.
Is that the first one
moment.
I'm checking?
No,
this
no, that's not on the list, Tom. But that's an example.
Okay, let's start with Lemon Party. Like, why should we not ever Google Lemon Party? What's Lemon Party?
That sounds awesome.
Doesn't it?
Just sounds like a refreshing party.
Or it's when kids have set up a lemonade store out the front of the house and they're doing, say, 50 cents a cup.
What is it, Tom?
Okay, I've just looked up Lemon Party, and I'll show that one to Cez. So it's...
What is it?
There are a lot of old men.
Yeah, okay. it's old men.
There's old men in inflatable rafts that you go in the pool, but usually you keep your clothes on.
Are they sucking on a lemon or?
No, there's no lemon involved at all.
Old men kissing, you would say.
Oh, it is true. Oh. They're both men.
So it's a group of guys getting together.
Just having fun.
Probably just grand final weekend or something, celebrating together.
Tick. Okay, what's the next one?
Grand final weekend.
What about Clock Spider?
Okay.
Why should we never Google Clock Spider?
What just... Was that spiders who are fascinated by clocks?
No, do not Google clock spider. It's a spider with arms as big as the hands on a clock.
A full
wall clock.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't Google that one.
Don't Google that one.
Don't leave the L out of clock as well. That's
true.
This one here, what about tub girl? What happens if you Google tub girl? What's tub girl?
Girl in a bath.
Yeah. Peanut butter? She likes peanut butter or?
I don't know. Google it, Tommy. What comes
Why
up?
Why would she like peanut butter?
Or a tub of peanut butter.
Or a tub of ice cream.
Because that's true. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right, okay.
What is it?
What's
tub girl?
Or like the bathtub?
Don't Google that.
What?
She's hygienic, is she?
Of getting to work and Googling.
Is it
that?
One of those champagne baths where you cleanse yourself like Mariah Carey? What's the bath? Like, why is it confronting? You reacted with a... Sarah's dropped vomiting in here. What is...
It's just not very savoury.
Two girls, one tub?
No. It is... it's a woman in a bath. There's stuff
cleaning. Cleaning herself.
Stuff? Like what sort of...
I actually can't say what that is. But that is not something anyone should do in a bathtub.
Okay, two girls, one cup.
No, not Googling that. No.
Heard of that one? Okay, what else is on the list here? Peanut the dog.
I've
heard about Peanut the Dog.
He does lots of tricks. He catches frisbees and stuff, Tom. Peanut the Dog is the world's ugliest dog.
We can explain that one.
His face is
awful
really
teeth. Yeah, terrible. But has won ugliest dog competitions in the past.
You're right.
So that's you don't sign up for that. You just put him down.
Yeah. So what's
what if? What if Peanut the... Is there Peanut the Dog photos with Tub Girl?
What's more confronting to see? Because we're still lost on Tub Girl.
100%. I feel sick.
So you're happy to see the ugly dog compared to what you saw with Tub Girl?
Don't combine the two.
What about this one? Because I've never heard of this.
Yes.
Four girls finger paint. What's that?
Come on, mate.
Is that to do with a craft class? Is that something on the Spotlight website?
Well, when I Google it initially, it's videos of everyone's reaction to...
Okay, so just go to images.
All right, we better move on.
No.
Tom's just passed out.
No, we're not. That is not a game we'll ever do with any of our guests.
Can I ask a question? Yep. Has four girls finger paint got anything to do with Tub Girl? Like, are there any similarities?
Filth. Absolute filth.
Okay.
So that's...
What about Lemon Party?
No, we did that.
Is that
Lemon Party was kind of cute. Yeah, that was old men kind of embracing and having a little bit of a kiss.
Would there be any chance, Lemon Party, just seeing so those old guys in the pool having a good time, can any of those guys come to my 40th Thursday night?
I reckon we could find them.
All right, Sarah, out of all of those that we've just Googled, which one would you choose to come along to the party on Thursday night?
Be Tub Girl, wouldn't it?
Peanut the Dog?
No, that dog was really off-putting. My dog's really cute. I can't handle
imagine
ugly
if
things.
You
let's go the old men kissing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're kissing.
Lemon
okay.
party.
Lemon party.
Okay. Woo.
We haven't even had a chance to do soggy biscuit.
Nope.
I don't know
enough.
What that means.
I know what that is. I'll tell
That's
you
where
okay.
you tip yeah. it into your cup so, of tea, I think.
How are you feeling, Dobby?
So, I don't want to have
Tommy
to Google.
You look pale.
Every, oh, well, I feel quite ill. I mean, I thought the clock spider was bad.
When you get to work, there's the things you need to Google
don't
first.
Don't like
first.
You've just run over Peanut the dog. You're very interesting article that came out overnight about cleaner confessions. And, God, they would see some horrible stuff. You, obviously, confidentiality is a big one as well. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to tell anyone what you find.
Yep.
And if you do find something, if you find something illegal, what do you do?
Oh, you just keep moving.
Yeah.
You touch it. It's
yeah.
not your property.
Just let it go.
You're not a police officer. Just vacuum, a bit of dusting
up,
and get out.
Get rid of the body parts.
A lot of cleaners do say they do get proposition on the job as well. And I would love to hear from people out there. And I know there's a lot of tradies up at this time. But have you ever been proposition while working?
So you what? You let's say you're a chippy,
yep.
doing a bit of handyman, working on some joining around the house. And
yep.
the next thing you know, a housewife looks at you and says, hey, we're both a bit bored right now, aren't we?
Yep.
And then it's on.
You could be a cleaner out there that is listening now. You could be a taxi driver. Oh, no, taxi driver
no,
probably wouldn't
probably
be a proposition.
No, I don't think so.
But any kind of occupation, and you've been propositioned on the job, 13, 24, 10.
The pool cleaner's a classic one. Just scooping leaves, and the next thing you know, whoever lives at the house wanders out in a bikini and lies by the pool. Mm. Next thing, bang, on.
Okay.
That's normally some more steps in there.
Yeah,
so I've
maybe.
Just sort of summarised. Yeah. I've sort of jumped to the end.
Who's hooking up with their pool cleaner, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
quite a
who's
lot.
Got a pool cleaner?
Quite a lot of
because
people.
What are you doing? Scooping a couple of leaves out, checking your
yeah.
chlorine levels
and
whatnot?
And can I be honest with you? I've seen a couple of pool cleaners and they're no...
Sloppy.
Yeah, well,
so sloppy.
Well they haven't been gifted in the old physical state,
well,
that's for sure.
Let's set that as a challenge, and if anyone can call through, there's a prize in it.
It's an urban myth that all pool cleaners are hot blokes.
I've been with heaps of them.
Well, this cleaner said in this article, one creepy man who I used to clean the house for was an
anaesthetist, yep.
Right? Married with children, and sometimes he would be home from his shift when I would get there to clean the house. He would just sit on the couch and watch me clean for hours. Mm. Then one day decided to be bold and asked me if I liked threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, okay. I never showed up again after that. No. After that, day.
Without a mate,
no.
Well,
without
friend of mine,
without Peanut the dog.
Friend of mine, he went round and stayed at a friend's house interstate. Walked through the door. Friend wasn't home. Cleaner was home, just tidying up. The next thing you know, they were getting it on in the bathroom of the house. Then the friend actually walked in and caught them in the bathroom together. But I'd love to know how it goes from, hi, I've just arrived, I've got to stay in town, to then getting it on in the bathroom.
Yeah, polish this.
Yeah.
Ronnie from Oakdale, what happened last week, Ronnie?
Hey, how you going, Fitzy and Whipper?
Good, Ronnie.
Good, mate. What happened to you?
Good. Last week I was working on a job in Bondi in an apartment. I had to clean out some sewerage, and two girls were there. They were both pretty good looking.
Yeah.
And they started flirting with me while I was there. And the whole time I was there, I was thinking to myself, geez, is this really happening?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like, started touching me on the back, and I had to walk away from the situation.
Wow. Because, Ronnie, is it your business? So you're an apprentice? So you got a boss?
Oh, I work for a boss, yeah.
Yeah, because if you got busted, you'd be in a bit of trouble, Ronnie, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Bloody up, I've got a missus at home too.
Oh, right, that's a bit different. I was going to say, if you're a single man, any bloke listening right now is yelling, Ronnie, why didn't you do this?
But see, Ronnie, it's not a glamorous job, your job as well, because like you said, there's sewerage around. Were they backpackers, Ronnie?
No, they seemed like Australians to me, like locals to the area.
Yeah.
And are you a good-looking rooster, Ronnie, or...?
Oh, I rate myself.
Yeah, not too bad. See, plumbers earn a lot of money. Sarah, you seem disgusted. You don't think this is true? You reckon Ronnie's...
I reckon he probably had something on his back and one girl was trying to brush it off.
Oh,
being good Samaritan.
On, Sarah.
And Ronnie took that as
an
indication.
Yeah, Ronnie's like, I'm in. And Ronnie... she's thinking, what's that dirt on his back?
Yeah.
Poor Ronnie.
There's a wasp on your back.
Yeah, that's right.
Ronnie dropped his pants and got the wrong idea. Then his wife rang and he went home.
Yeah, read the play, Ronnie.
Another day at work, Ronnie.
Oh, can we continue
this? 13, 24, 10, if you've been hit on by someone... you know, in the service game or cleaning or if it was a tradesperson.
Mm.
Love to know those juicy stories.
You may have ended up with that person. You never know.
Too true. Great stories, though. Debbie and Camden, welcome to the show. What happened to you?
Well, I own a local dog wash business.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
And I have had over the years a few little comments
what?
On how I wash the client's dog and how I could, trying to say this, G-rated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how I could wash the owner, let's just say.
Oh, wow,
so I
Debbie.
Love the way you wash that dog. It'd be great if you could do it to me.
Along those lines.
Oh, yep. That's horrible. I mean, that's just so cheesy, isn't it, Deb?
But the thing is, it's normally the older guys. Like, the younger guys, like, I'm saying 20s, 30s, they're always really good. It's always the older guys.
Yeah, it's the older, the baby boomers. Jeez, hey, Deb, have you ever been asked to wash a dog in a bikini or something like that?
Well, actually, years ago, my husband suggested to start a bikini wash.
Now you know what you know. You probably wouldn't do that, would you, Deb?
No. See, I carry muzzles, so I actually say to the client, if I get comments like that, that I'll just actually have to muzzle the client.
Yeah. Wow, Debbie.
Corey Bernardi might like it as well.
That guy. Sounds like that
he wouldn't be looking at Debbie, though.
How about my first thought was, why would you put a dog in a bikini?
Oh, Sarah.
We can I'm just sat here actually scratching my head for a minute going, it's not a bad idea.
We can only carry you so far. Fiona in the Sutherland, welcome to the show. You're propositioned.
Well, it's sort of a bit of a two-way thing, I guess. I was ironing one morning, getting ready for work, and I was just in my underwear, and I live in a house that overlooks a bush area, and just, you know, running late for work, rushing, getting ready, doing the ironing, probably had Nova on, so wasn't aware of the background noise outside.
Yeah.
Look outside, and there's all tree loppers in the tree opposite my house. And as I looked up, they were applauding and waving, and so I just kept dining and more of them kept coming up as I was getting ready.
Oh, no.
But the lovely thing was is that it ended up being quite nice. When I got home from work that afternoon, there was a card from the same tree lopping company in my letterbox.
Wow.
With a name on it. And so I called and we went out on a date.
Oh, that is awesome.
Even though everyone had seen you in your underwear, Fiona.
Was he a good guy?
He was actually very nice, yes.
Oh, he just wanted his shirts on. That's all it was. You had a tree full of blokes holding up scorecards.
That's quite dangerous because if they're watching you at the same time, they might lop something else off.
Well, you're right. You'll be very careful.
You could just, oh.
Not that bright.
I'll just lop my leg off while watching that girl iron in her undies. God, listen to this. Our relatable Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, we know him and his wife, Lucy, like the finer things in life.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a specialist luggage lift that's been installed into the lodge in Canberra, which is their residence in Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
It's $83,000. This is the overhaul of the lodge. These are the renovations. They had a budget of $3 million over 3 years.
Yep.
It's blown out to $11.6 million.
Oh, God, sorry, guys. We've just gone over the top. Have you seen Grand Designs? Happens to everyone.
So this is basically a lift, sir, because they can't be staffed taking the couches and the beds up the staircase that's in the middle of the lodge.
Yeah, but you also... I understand that because you can damage the walls. Mm. We're in a rental and you really take chips
Sarah,
out of the wall.
Sarah, are you serious?
Yeah.
We've got such a tiny staircase, and I saw Maddie the Mover in Balmain. He got beds and couches up that stair, mates.
He's a pro. Yeah, but I don't think the PM can do that?
Are you sure that's what it's for? Because I would have thought they would have somebody. You're right. If you moving in there, there's going to be removalists that are good enough to get the job done. I thought this was more the PM drives into the underground car park, gets his luggage out, he's just come back from the south of France, pops it on a lift that then takes the bags up to the bedroom. I thought that's what it was
for. No, that's what you can use it for as well, and they do, mate.
Wow.
So all his luggage, all his suitcase, when he comes in, instead of taking it up the staircase, he goes around to the side of the house and puts it into the luggage lift.
Someone with white gloves opens the suitcase and packs his nice...
Unnecessary items in houses, additions to houses. And 13, 24, 10, if you've got one, it's like one of those dumb waiters. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Where you could go from level to level and you put a meal there and you had the pulley system and you take it up to the top.
But didn't it keep your plates warm as well?
Yeah, I think that was for hotels with room service so that it would still be hot. And it was the fastest way there.
And then there was the motel, which did the cheaper version, which we used to use, where there'd just be a slide in the door next to the door in the wall, and your bacon and eggs would come through on a tray.
Yeah.
Well, my grandmother, Hazel, had an outside dunny, the only one in the house.
Really?
Yep.
That's not easy.
Nowhere else in the house had a toilet, and you used to have to go outside. It was horrible.
In winter, that would absolutely suck.
Mate of mine's got a solarium.
What,
no,
in his
I
house?
Thought they were illegal.
No, he's got a solarium. Yeah, he's been there for 15 years. But you'll go around there on a Sunday and you walk in. You there, mate? You there? Can't find him anywhere. No. You're right. And then you just feel the heat coming out of the room and you see the glow of the lights.
Geez, some news overnight that's come out about Russell Crowe. And we know Rusty, like, he loves a party. He loves having people around. He loves entertaining. And he loves having a few scotches and talking. And he's a good mate. One of his good mates is RZA from Wu-Tang Clan. Jeez, it's not too often we get to play Wu-Tang Clan.
Really? Rusty and RZA?
Yeah, RZA are really good. Well, I think Rusty was in one. RZA did a movie. And I think Rusty acted in it. They're really, really good mates.
Okay.
Random.
He's just got an eclectic mix of music friends,
doesn't
Russell.
He?
It's amazing. So they were having a few drinks, and RZA brought around another rapper by the name of Azealia Banks. This girl here, she sung 212. Now, she's very controversial.
She's mad. Completely mad.
She goes on Twitter, and she just has a crack at anyone that has a crack at her.
Yep.
So they were around there having a few drinks. This is over in America somewhere, and it's in Russell's hotel room, having a few drinks, and then all of a sudden things started getting out of control. She said to all the guys in there, calling them, "You're all boring white men," right? And apparently Russell stayed very, very calm. Then she started getting a little bit drunk and going a bit crazy, and her words were, "You would love it if I broke my glass, stabbed you guys in the throat, and blood would squirt everywhere like some real Tarantino stuff."
What are you talking about?
So then Russell apparently was very, very calm, said settle down, and she went to go grab a glass, and that's where Russell came over, gladiator, and did the old...
Nope.
Got her into a bear hug, put his arms around her, picked her up, took her outside the hotel room, rang security and said, "Get this girl out of here."
Well, that's how you calm someone down, isn't it? By the pressure points on the arm. If you bear hug them from behind, it's supposed to calm them because it sort of restricts your movement and presses on these points. Yeah. So he's done the right
thing.
If
you don't hit the points, I reckon they go screaming. You want to hit those points.
Well, also, she was probably thrashing around.
She's got a terrible reputation, this girl.
Yeah.
On the same article, there's a video from 2011 where she just starts punching a security guard at a nightclub. She's mad.
Oh, she needs to be medicated.
Unfortunately, later on, she went onto her Facebook page and said that Russell had choked her, thrown her out, spit on her, and called her the N-word.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
She then deleted that later on. So I wouldn't believe anything that's coming out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an unbelievable story.
I mean, poor
What's
Rusty.
Happened to RZA from Wu-Tang Clan? He was the one that brought the wedding. Like, if you bring a guest to a party, you're vouching for that person.
Nothing worse than when you turn up to a party with a mate who's sort of a mate. Maybe he's from interstate and you haven't caught up for a while. You go to another party and he's the pain in the bum. And then you've got to call the next day and go, "Sorry about that, mate. We're not even that close."
Yeah, he was too drunk. He was an absolute loser.
Yeah, but got you back in a bar fight. Come on, RZA.
Yeah, come on.
Do you know what, though?
Stay up.
I would love Russell to get me into a bear hug, though. You know now what you have to do to get a hug out of Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I don't think you should attempt to do that if you're around Russell in the hope that he'll grab you from behind.
Hey, Rusty, how about a hug? Leave me alone. No, please. What if I grab this glass and I break it? Can I go for your throat?
Turn around.
All right, out you go. Love you, Russell. See you, mate.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah's Bearers, people are walking out of Amy Schumer shows.
Yes, she was doing a stand-up gig and she's made some comments about Donald Trump. She's called him an orange, sexual assaulting, fake college-starting monster. And 200 people approximately have got up and walked out of her show. And some people were posting on social media saying, you know, this is ridiculous, fantastic of her to stand up for it, but obviously... You know, Trump fans all got up and walked out, which feels like an extreme reaction because her whole shtick is to take the piss out of things.
Is she the first comedian to make fun of Donald Trump?
And that's the thing.
Maybe she was just a little bit too accurate.
It feels a bit ridiculous based on how many people give him a hard time that the fans would have expected any different from her, but they have all stormed
out.
Yeah,
right, okay.
On Trump, though, Sienna Miller is the latest celebrity to say that if he wins the election, she's going to move back to the UK. I'm not sure if this is a huge loss for the US. What was the last thing Sienna Miller
gorgeous.
Gave us?
Makes me laugh when people do that.
She was in that movie, was it Frankie, with Jude Law?
No, was Alfie.
Archie.
I mean, it's fine to take a stance, but sometimes when people come out and say this, it feels like you're saying to the US, you'll lose me.
I know.
I will walk from this country.
Well, Matt Damon said he would.
Yeah, yeah, so he did going? Miley Cyrus. She said she'd leave.
Where are they going? Canada.
Well, they said Australia.
They go to the UK,
I think
wouldn't
both
they?
Of them said Australia.
That's when you know it's a lie, because they're not coming here. It's too far from work. Imagine the commute, really.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a fair
bloody
call.
Good point.
And
that's
traffic,
rubbish.
Traffic and is horrible.
That's why you're so good at this gossip e-news stuff.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done.
That was really genuine and sincere.
You've got this morning.
Sarah Jessica Parker has revealed.
Shut his mic off?
Yeah, I reckon. Just turn it off. Has said a third installment of the Sex and the City movie franchise is, quote, fairly nearby. But you know what? I feel like she does this every time she wants a headline for a new project. So she's got a new TV show out called Divorce.
Yeah, right.
It's on Foxtel. It's actually very good. But she does these interviews. Someone always asks. And I think she just likes to throw a tidbit and see what they run with.
Sex and the City is probably the best TV show that's ever ran.
Oh, my gosh.
The writing, the show, the whole thing. I mean, you would agree with me, Fitzy. I mean, he's dropped his head because he agrees. But Sex and the City, when you line them up against Seinfeld and say shows like Friends, I would say Sex and the City just pips them at the top.
Are you
there.
Not a fan, Fitz?
No. Well, no, look, it's a great show. Don't get me wrong. Whipper says it's the best show ever written, ever.
It is pretty... It's pretty insightful. It's very clever.
Which is just a ridiculous claim. He's never seen The Simpsons. He's never seen Seinfeld. Never watched one episode of Seinfeld.
Do you know what used to really upset me?
He's never seen Cheese TV. He never watched Round the Twist.
Well,
you wouldn't even know what Pub War is.
Yeah, I know Round the Twist.
I don't know. You're a very interesting man who loved butterflies, wet in his bed, and Sex in the City. I'm trying to work you out. You're a serial killer.
Do you know what used to disturb me so much about Sex in the City?
Oh, what?
Is Mum would sit on the couch with my two sisters, and there'd be moments in there where they were talking about things, and the two girls wouldn't understand what they were talking about. So one would say, Mum, what does that mean? And Mum would explain it to the two girls. On the couch about how some
listen.
Of those things would work, and I'd be straight out of
where
room.
Was the butler?
Huh? The butler? No, there was no butler there.
The
you've got the wrong idea.
The miseducation of Michael Whipfleet.
I just love Sex and the City.
Yesterday we debuted Little Mix's new song, guys. Perry Edwards, obviously, she wrote all these lyrics about Zayn. She's also revealed overnight that he actually dumped her. They were engaged at the time over text message. She said, it was horrible, the worst time in my life, a 4-year relationship, 2-year engagement ended by a simple text.
I don't reckon she'd care as much if he wasn't with Gigi.
I think it probably cuts deep regardless.
Oh, you've stepped up.
When you get rid of someone via text, do you put an emoji in there?
Yep.
Sad face?
Sad face. Or the smiley face with the glasses, like, too cool, see ya.
Oh,
is that a bit brutal?
Sarah.
What do you call those new image things again?
What?
You know those things we were setting around last night? What do you call those things?
Where you
gifts. Are they? Is that what you call them?
God. Oh, man, you're so in touch. More on Little Mix, though.
No one else knew what they were called.
Yeah, exactly, because we don't know what you're referring to.
Yes, you
do. Made up a thing.
You were on the text message last night when you sent just a rotating picture of a wine being poured or someone clapping. They're on the phone.
We just realised you can do GIFs on your phone now. And last night he was sending them to everyone.
I'm so sad that I was left off that text chain.
Well, I just didn't know what they were called.
Oh, finally, guys, Little Mix have come under a bit of fire for their new song. Fans of, remember the girl group GRL and their track Ugly Heart?
Mm-hmm. Huge song.
Yeah.
Send them a gift.
Yeah, so fans have been tweeting things like loving this Ugly Heart cover because have a listen to Shout Out to My Ex. Shout Out to My Ex. Little bit similar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So fans
have
been...
Who did this?
Sorry?
Who's this?
This is Little Mix.
Yeah, and that's
GRL. The one
GRL.
Before was GRL.
Oh, hang on a minute. That is very similar.
Yeah, so the fans are obviously writing all these things. Shout Out to My Ex by Little Mix sounds identical to Ugly Heart by GRL. Hashtag awkward. The worst part, though, is when GRL have posted hashtag Shout Out to My Ugly Heart. As though a combination of the two songs.
Oh, I'm staying out of this one. The girls can work that out.
Hacksaw Ridge is the story of Desmond Doss, one of the most decorated soldiers of all time. This guy saved so many soldiers without firing a gun at all. It's an amazing story. And Mel Gibson has picked it up and recreated this amazing story. He's done an amazing job. And two actors, Hugo Weaving and Rachel Griffiths, are in the movie. They are both parents of Desmond Doss in the movie. We got to sit down with both of them yesterday. The movie is out November 3. You want to see this. It is brilliant. And we got to sit down with Hugo and Rachel yesterday.
This is magnificent. Hugo Weaving, Rachel Griffiths, thank you very much. Or Tom and Bertha, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Massive congratulations on the film. An unbelievable film. Such a powerful film. Were you familiar with the story prior to this?
No, I wasn't. Wasn't at all, actually.
Neither was I.
No, but then I just became familiar with the story.
Because it's one of those phenomenal stories where if you heard it, and you would think to yourself, my God, who's going to make the film about that?
Yeah.
That has to be made.
And also, it is an extraordinary story, but it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
The story is so extraordinary in every way.
Mm. We talk about this regularly on our show, that we've never been in a situation like this, but split-second decision to go in and save somebody. Putting yourself in that situation, would you ever do it? Have you guys ever been in a situation even similar to it?
Or like an accidental hero?
Mm.
I think the only time you do that is without thought, is jumping.
Jump straight in.
I remember there was a woman screaming out of her house. She came running out of the house screaming, and he was running away with something, and a bag of hers. So I just chased after him. He jumped a fence. I ran around the other side of the house. He came out, he came quickly out the front, and then I grabbed him, and then I thought, what am I doing? Because he started punching me. And then he was kicking me, and then he broke my glasses, and then he was on the ground. I had my arms around his legs, and he was kicking me. And I was like, what am I doing? I didn't know this guy.
It's a handbag.
So I think sometimes you do sort of stupid things.
What had he done? Did he work it out?
He'd stolen a handbag. He was a junkie. He'd stolen a handbag.
Right.
And then I felt. And then the cops came around the corner and they said thank you. And then they wanted to give me a medal. And then they said he assaulted you. We want to get him on an assault charge.
Yeah.
And I said, no, man, I assaulted him.
Yeah.
I assaulted him.
I'm the hero.
Yeah.
I'll take the badge. So, thanks, guys.
But that's nothing like Desmond Doss.
No,
I think what he did was absolutely unbelievable.
Mm. It is brilliant. Rach, would you reckon you could jump in on something like that?
I reckon I'd be dumb enough to jump into, like, a water situation without thinking.
Yes.
I wouldn't calculate, like, I don't know, because I'm not afraid of water, so I'd jump into a really fast-moving river to grab a kid. I think I'd do that without thinking. But run into a fire, run under fire.
That's a hard one.
It's hard.
You've got a great crew as well. Vince Vaughn, Andrew Garfield play amazing roles as well, and they seem to really enjoy their time here in Sydney. The boys were out having a couple of drinks around Paddington and stuff like that. We didn't see photos with you guys, though.
No, we're very sober, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, comparatively.
We don't go out.
What about the 10-minute standing ovation that it received? Were you guys there in Venice for the premiere?
I was in Venice, and, it was pretty extraordinary reception. It just, because everyone says, our film got a 10-minute reception in Cannes or whatever. But, this just went on and on and on.
Because then it becomes nervous about who's going to be the first one to stop, I suppose.
Everyone has to keep clapping.
Those junkets would have to be the best, though, Rach, wouldn't they? I mean, when you get a junket like that to Venice to promote the movie, they're the ones, instead of sitting in a hotel room at the Intercontinental.
Aren't we going to Venice after this?
Yeah, we bet.
Rach, I was wondering if they were going to film at that house you bought when you were hungover that day, that you turned up at the auction, not really knowing where you were.
I never said I was hangover.
You did on our show. I stopped you wrong.
I was clearly not hungover.
Oh, no, you were fine.
Because I would have not bought a house hungover.
Sure.
I was well and truly out there with energy.
So much energy.
You were still drunk.
I had energy. That is possible.
Gosh.
But I was definitely not hungover at the time. The hangover was...
2 days
did
later.
I just buy an apartment?
Wow. You can't get a bigger impulse buy than that, Hugo.
No.
It just shows how intoxicating Sydney can be. You can have a great night out.
Yeah.
You're up from Melbourne for
and
the
then
weekend.
You bought a house.
You buy a
and
house.
You're like, I'm here, I'm in, it's staying, I'm not going back.
How do I make the most of this
town? I met 28 new best friends last night and I love them. And I'm not going anywhere.
Actually, we just had a good friend of yours, Sam Neill, on our show recently, and he's really sick of people comparing him to you.
I know.
Someone last night came
up to me and said something about, I went to your birthday party, and I said... Oh, I don't really have birthday parties. When was that? It must have been a while ago.
Do you remember?
No, it was your... Oh, my God. I went, what? She went, oh, sorry, I thought you were Sam Neill. So I get it all the time. And, yeah, he's sick of it, and so am I.
And you guys obviously being Peter Garrett fans. I mean, there's a very
see,
strong...
See, that's a good comparison. I like that compared to
outstanding.
Peter Garrett. We absolutely love the movie. It's in cinemas November 3rd. Hugo and Rachel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
Well done, team. Appreciate
so
your
nice
time.
When you come to us.
Yeah,
anytime. Anytime.
Ryan Fitzy Fitzgerald.
G'day.
He's come a long way. From the Sydney Swans.
1998 was the year.
To the Adelaide Crows. From Big Brother.
You're joking me.
To Big Nova. So it's time to celebrate with Fitzy's 40th birthday party.
Oh, God, so many people are busting to get their invite to Fitzy's 40th cruise bar this Thursday night. Get your invite at novafm.com.au. I apologise to anybody that I see in the street that runs up and says, give me tickets to the party. I can't just hand them out. You've got to officially go through the channels.
Just go up the whip and hug him.
Stop. No, don't come
from
up and
behind.
Hug me. I don't have time.
Squeeze him really tight.
I do not have tickets on me. What about the celebrity list? Is that growing, Sarah? What
it
have we
is.
Got?
The girls from The Bachelor are confirmed. Aaron Nolan, Johnny Ruffo, Kate Ritchie, Tim Blackwell also confirmed yesterday. They'll be there.
Great to hear.
I mean, that's a good lineup. You happy
that's
with
a good
that?
List. Yeah, we've got a good list. Sandra Sully.
Can yep. I just,
she's going to be helping Maddie the Groot with emceeing.
I mean, if she wants
unconfirmed.
To get up and say a few words, she
probably
might be
disappointed that you didn't consult me about the MC role and De Groot's doing it.
What did you know?
Well,
what's
I'm
wrong
just,
with Maddie De Groot? I mean,
yeah, I'm a little bit worried about that.
I mean, he's just barging through the door
yeah,
right
look
now.
At him
whoa, I just feel
what's
like
the problem, mate?
I just feel like lazy,
he's
lazy
a
planning.
MC.
Yeah, but he does. He's at the opening of an envelope.
Wallabies, Sixers, Cronulla Sharks, the premiership-winning Cronulla yeah, Sharks have chosen me to be their voice, and apparently it's not good enough for you,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, but I mean, you haven't made a dent. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like,
that's a bit rough.
I mean, he's the best we've got, mate. I mean, hang
one
in
of the
there.
Best. If you go to my website, there's one a quote
the
there that says,
oh,
one of the best.
Yeah. Almost acceptable. Good, better, best. We don't know at this stage. Look, a bit of sad news this morning. We've actually had somebody pull out. I can't believe this because I thought they were a certainty. An emotional one. Let's play the audio.
Hi, Fitzy. It's Gretel here. Happy birthday. I'm sorry I can't make it to your celebrations, but I still want to take this chance to say, time to go, my friend, into your 40s. Woo! Wishing you lots of love and big best wishes for a fabulous decade. I look forward to seeing you soon. Love to all.
Oh, you got a kiss.
I just got the sweats then.
It's time to go
it's
into
time to
your
go.
40s. Oh. The name of Fitzy's new book. Anyway. Speaking of the Big Brother, let's do This Is Your Life, okay? I'll open up my giant book. Settle in, Sydney. The year was 2004 and the lights of the Gold Coast beckoned you to a very famous house, the Big Brother house. Tops off most of the time. You loved hitting the strong room and getting a tan. One of your favourite things to do was hop in the spa after too many Bacardi breezes and have a laugh with Trevor, hot dogs and Merlin.
Oh, dear.
No, hot dogs wasn't my year. No, he wasn't.
Hot dogs is just the best nickname ever. You've got to mention it as often as possible.
I think everyone thinks hot dogs was on every series of Big Brother.
I miss your late night show, hot dogs. You made it to the top four, but this person was quite special to you in the house, and she finished in a controversial second. It's your Friday night download co-host, the beautiful Bree Amer.
Breezy!
Welcome to the show, Bree.
Happy birthday, old man.
Actually, you know what? Thank you very much, Bree. The other day, they did have the most controversial moments from Big Brother ever, and you were in there for your... which is, you know what?
What was that
for? It's ridiculous that I did finish fourth because you were booted and put
<It's>
back... and put back into the house. That was illegal and it was wrong and I should have finished higher.
And you've clearly moved on well from that.
I don't know about that. Bree, can you tell me about your first thoughts when you entered the Big Brother house that day when everyone's quite nervous meeting for the first time? What did you think of Fitzy?
I thought he was quite awkward around women, actually.
No, nothing's changed, Bree.
No, that was my first thought. He looked very uncomfortable. And, of course, that he's a giant, the first thing that everyone thinks. But it was funny, like, getting this call to do this, there were so many things that I possibly could have brought up from that series. You know, I thought, will I talk about him breaking his own nose with his knee?
Yeah.
Or yeah. will I talk about that time that he thought that he was smarter than the audio department and could whisper, like, love songs into Monica's ears?
Oh, that was
in the middle of the night.
You were not happy with me after that. I remember your reaction. Do you know what? There was another time as well, because they wanted Bree and I to hook up so much in the house that they actually...
Do it afterwards.
Well, this is... No, they said to me, you can watch a game of AFL football, okay, if you can complete every quarter that you watch, you've got to complete four challenges that we give you. And the final one was, you have to kiss Bree on the lips for more than, I think it was 20 seconds or something, Bree?
Hang on a minute. I think they said you have to kiss a housemate. I'm pretty sure you made him
like. Oh, he's written his own script, bro. Oh,
so amazing.
And I remember him coming up to me going, okay, I've got to do something, but just do it because the reward is going to be really good. Like, you're going to love it. So, and I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be great. And then I found out it was a footy game. Like,
so he twisted it to kiss you, Bree.
He did. But Whippa, do you know what? I must say that my favourite memory of all time of Fitzy in that house was the night of the Mexican party. Do you remember this, Fitzy?
What happened to the Mexican party?
Gosh.
So basically, they decided it was a good idea to give us all tequila. And to give you an idea of how big the night was, it was when Fitzy was doing a South African stuntman and snorting the salt, sticking the lemon in his eye, and drinking the tequila.
Yeah, we had a big night.
Really ripped into it.
This had been going on for hours. And then Fitzy, while he was cutting up lemon and lime, decided that it was a good idea to pull a knife on us all.
Jeez, Fitz.
Part of the party. Always fun after a few tequilas.
And ran around telling us all to sit down and sticking a knife in our face. And it was the first time and only time ever that I've heard Big Brother, who is normally very controlled, come on and yell, Ryan,
to the diary room now.
Put the knife down.
Yeah, I got into big trouble that night.
Put the knife down?
He did, and he got sent to bed. He got sent to bed and, like, totally capped. But,
makes the turkey slap look friendly.
I think it's quite a credit to him, because I think if anyone else had have done that, he would have been in, like, the society sin bin with the turkey slap boys.
Yeah,
but instead, everyone was like, oh, wasn't Ryan, or the artist formerly known as Fitzy, wasn't Fitzy cute with the knife in everyone's face? It was so funny.
I did quite a bit of apologising throughout that whole series.
And Bree, what we should also talk about too, and Fitzy's never ever shown me this, but he's promised he's got the second series of Friday Night Download unaired at his place in a special vault. We should organise a screening night.
Do you remember the second series and it got canned after about two or three episodes, Bree?
Yes, and I remember it well.
We recorded the other seven or eight. I've actually got them at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, collector's item.
Yeah.
So,
I bet that'd be worth a bit.
Oh, that'd be worth at least 16, 17 bucks now each.
You've been gold, man.
No, Bree was a great housemate. Thank you very much. Is Bree coming along Thursday night?
Bree's going to be there Thursday night.
No, I'm actually not on the way on
Damn. Holiday. I thought you'd just go along with it, Bree.
But I did wake up at 6 a.m. on my holidays.
Oh, good on you, Bree. That is love, right?
Thanks, love. Thanks for coming on.
Fantastic. See you, Bree. More of This Is Your Life tomorrow, mate. How do you think it's going so far? Are you enjoying the journey?
Well, I didn't get to tell Bree as well that you actually auditioned for Big Brother and didn't get on, mate.
No,
she would have loved that.
That is not true at all. Let's talk about 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, guys? I always do that voice when I talk about
it's
50 Shades of Grey.
It's 50 Shades Darker, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the new one. February 14.
Have you been watching the trailer?
Yeah, several times a day.
Really?
No, I haven't seen the trailer.
Is this it?
This is it. Yeah.
I want you back. I had no idea what this was going to become.
Yes, you did. You got a dungeon.
I don't see how this can work. You're just going to stand there gawking.
Oh. Yes.
What's her name?
Anastasia.
That's right.
Doesn't interest me at all.
Are you kidding?
No rules.
Nah.
No punishment.
So you didn't see the first one, unfortunately.
Can I tell you how hot the first one was, Fitzy?
Well, it got pan, didn't it?
Lisa and I watched it on the couch, just the two of us. Cozy night at home, glass of wine. Turned it off after about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Why?
Not because we felt like getting intimate, it was just bloody boring.
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking too much out of a rom-com.
Well,
that's kind of...
it's not a rom-com, Sarah.
Okay, not the com part.
I didn't see any of the laughter coming through. He's got a dungeon, everyone.
He doesn't have a dungeon, he has a pleasure room.
Well, you call it
or
what you want.
Or a playroom.
You call it what
remember.
You want.
I get on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, Fitz.
25%.
Well, it's not winning an Oscar, but, you know, it keeps you entertained.
It's a different guy, isn't it? Is it a different guy in this
same
one?
Same guy.
Same bloke. They got him back.
No, the director is different.
Yeah.
The director didn't want to do it again, so now it's a little. It's going to be a little bit steamier.
Okay,
how's,
great.
How's this for taking things to another level? And you know what? I'm doing a show. I'm literally, although on radio, Tommy, I'm talking to your wife right now.
Yes, she is listening.
I hope
she's
so.
A huge fan.
Inga, good news. 50 Shades of Grey, they're going to release another version, which is shot in virtual reality. So Inga can become Anastasia.
Oh.
So she'll be able to sit at home with the goggles on, and it'll be like being in the pleasure room, Sarah. Is that what you wanted to call it?
Let's call it the playroom.
Playroom.
Still
playroom's a little bit better. The director's come out and said, my own personal instinct is that cinema's going to move to VR because it's an extension of the visual language. For myself, it's what watching the material generated expanded my brain. This is unbelievable. It's like be like being in the movie.
Yeah, but what's wrong with just imagining? They're going too far now. You're taking away my enjoyment of watching and sort of feeling
but
like I'm there, but not feeling like I'm.
You can
in
experience
there.
It now, Sam.
No
like
different.
If you've ever wondered what it would be like to be hanging out with Christian Grey.
Yeah, but see,
now you're there
VR,
with him.
I think it's overrated. It doesn't interest me at all. But you're standing there. You can't see. So you've got these goggles on.
Yep.
Someone could come up and just do anything to you.
Yeah, knock you over.
You're not going to be watching 50 Shades of Grey VR just on the corner of George Street in the city.
Well, it's even in a cinema. You walk into a cinema with people with goggles on, you just go through their pockets.
There's Fitzy rifling their handbags.
And this is the other thing as well. If you're, because this is the road that you're going down is the adult industry. This is the big one that's going to be huge.
Wow.
But someone that's got a VR goggle set on and they're watching like adult material.
Lose their wallet.
Yeah, you're too involved.
What are you going to be doing with yourself when you're doing
that?
Like,
it
if you don't know, if, you don't know if anyone's watching you.
Depends what you do and want to do in your private time. I don't think the major concern for the VR industry is people losing their wallets and phones. Because I'm not going to watch it. I won't be rated like the last guy.
Well,
I know what goes on. This is all a trick. You're going to steal my goods.
Well, why don't you watch the new movie in your new VR and I'll come up and dack you, mate.
The top cheating profession turns out to be radio broadcasters. Who would have thought?
Oh, serious?
Yeah, one out of two radio broadcasters are cheating in their relationship.
Right.
I mean, how many in the room here? Would you call yourself a broadcaster, Tommy? I mean, you're chipping
every
now and then.
No, not at all. No, definitely not.
Says, what about you?
Am I cheating? Haven't got time.
Just
quietly, I don't.
Sorry, Gary,
do you know
if you're
the
listening?
Hours I'm doing in the office at the moment?
Yeah.
I haven't got time to
Gary,
do anything.
Gary, this job is keeping her back from cheating. She'd like to be, but unfortunately,
too
she's too professional.
You know what? It was so hard to get one date. I always think people who cheat are being greedy. Because do you know how many single girls there are out there? Tinder is flooded with people my age who can't get a date. So if you're hustling too, you're being
back
super
off.
Selfish.
I agree.
Mm.
Some great people out there. Okay. If you're single right now, you're in a great spot. There's some beautiful people waiting to meet you.
Yeah, convincing lips. Well
let's,
done.
Let's go through the list here. This is the top 10. Number 9, the legal team and the legal fraternity. They're not great at staying faithful to their partners. Number 8 is communications. Oh, so that's sort of journalists, that type of behaviour. The nightlife industry, DJs. Of course they're going to
chase.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
I mean, if you're a successful DJ too, never get a girlfriend.
Oh, well, it's
tough.
And when there's
no, come on, unless you're Calvin Harris, you don't tell people you're a DJ. Do you remember those people
yes,
who used to
does,
stand
Sarah.
At the back of your party and just mix CDs
I'm a
across?
DJ, man.
DJ, man.
The girls love DJs,
do
mate.
Do they, Fitz?
You know, you're just pumping out bangers down the front and there's girls in the front row that are just playing,
no.
Hi, Jason Derulo again.
I remember
your number.
Doing an interview with Tiësto one time. And he was making 15.
Because you guys are good mates.
Yeah, we're really close.
Yeah,
we're really
like?
Similar type of guys. He was making $15 million a year or something at the time. And I said to him, are you seeing anyone at the moment, mate? You know, you're stupid. I'm a DJ. And I went, good point. He just flies around the world in private jets talking to girls. Sports stars.
Ooh, that's
I look at you, but I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because you're associated with sport. But
oh, it's definitely,
star
there's plenty
is,
of it going on.
What else we got here? CEOs.
for
the business industry leaders. Just be warned.
Well, Cathay, Connor.
I would never.
She's our CEO.
And I'm not suggesting.
She would never do that. I mean, you've flirted with her at the Christmas party
numerous
a couple of times.
She is way too good for
testing
you.
The waters. Oh, there's man. No way I've advanced.
Is she what? Yeah. Wouldn't even look at you.
She's
serious?
She's yeah. stepping off a very large ladder to, if she ever thought about doing that.
I'd love to go on a date with Kath. Healthcare. Doctors and nurses. It's the outfits, isn't it? And you're hiding your face with your mask.
They're not walking around in the Halloween costumes.
No.
In that kind of nurse
outfit. Yeah, but there's all this, because you work so intimately on something so special like healthcare and medical reasons, and you've got built up stress because of the job, that just explodes in sexual tension, Sarah.
No, it's your hospitals. When you go see him, you're crook, mate. So you're not your best.
No, they don't hook up with patients, Fitz, with each other.
I'm not saying consultation with your GP is the best place to get one away.
Doctors are cheating on their partners. Who do you think they're cheating with?
Other
patients?
Doctors.
No, other doctors.
No,
mate.
They're
yeah,
not,
because
mate.
They're all in this high-pressure environment 100%. Together. No one in the world could understand, including any of us, what it's like to work in the medical profession. It's that stressful. So they can share that. They're not hooking up with sick people in bed.
What's the first game you play when you're growing up with the boys and girls? Doctors and nurses.
Totally
That's
different.
Why.
No, we didn't.
What did you do?
Nah, we were cops and robbers.
Yeah. Now that's a strange pairing. You never see someone arrested and then they start making out. That is the cops and robbers profession. They never hook up.
That's an interesting one. Were you cops or robbers, or were you doctors and nurses?
Well,
you grew up with sisters.
We were doctors and nurses.
So you were nurses.
No, but I never played the technical style of doctors and nurses with my sisters.
Oh,
that was
stop.
Never. No, but I'm just trying
stop.
To explain.
Save it for Christmas. Yeah.
What did you do with your cops and robbers?
We just found out you watched Sex and the City with your sisters and your
completely
mum.
Completely different.
Yeah, that is weird.
Caught butterflies.
Educational purposes.
Aviation, pilots and flight attendants.
Is well, that with each other
one.
Again? Because
yeah, that's with each other. That's an obvious one, isn't it?
How so?
Four stripes means you're a captain. As if there's not a romance there when you see a captain walking through an airport.
Do you know, you've asked me this a few times, because where did we go? It was like the launch of the Qantas pilot uniform or something.
And you were trying to hook up with all the pilots.
No, I can appreciate a man in a uniform, but pilots don't do it for me. Firemen.
Are you serious?
On.
So if you had to have a, if let's say there was a hens party and a stripper turned up, you would prefer a fireman over a pilot?
Yeah, well, because a pilot, you should be doing, like, no.
You should
fireman,
be what?
Yeah,
I mean,
what,
pilots aren't fit blokes.
Yeah,
oh, a lot of them are. Are you suggesting firemen almost half their role is to take their clothes off?
No, but that's how it sounds
now,
isn't
you,
it?
We're up for a big fire season.
No, you gave her
season.
A hypothetical.
I've
a stripper. A stripper. You brought up the word stripper, mate.
Number one is financial, so bankers, brokers, analysts.
We know what rhymes with banker, don't we?
Tanker. Why would you? I'd be surprised that that would be number one, because I don't think there's any sort of turn on by discussing numbers
well,
and
I think,
stock markets.
No, they earn a lot of money in general. There's a really social aspect
long
to
hours
the job.
Too,
long
Sam,
hours,
too, Sam.
Egos, a lot of egos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's
so
Wall Street, mate. It's Wolf of Wall Street. The man that you've always wanted to be. Always love getting this man on, and he pushes his body to the limits. Todd Sampson's Body Hack. It continues tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. This is the one that you need to watch out for. This is where he joins the French Legion Army, goes into the African jungle and trains with these guys who are known as the toughest in the world. And he joins us now. Toddy Sampson.
Toddy, welcome.
Good morning. Just off the top, I'd like to say I don't recommend anyone joining the French Foreign Legion without really looking into it and doing some research.
That seems to be the trend with a lot of what you're doing at the moment. Can you give us a brief on the French Foreign Legion, mate?
Well, there's 8,000 of them. They're elite soldiers. There's 600,000 French military, and there's 8,000 foreign legions, and they're often sent behind the lines. Some people consider them to be fodder. They're super trained. They're multinationality. Lots of people from around the world join, and they go in and they do the job that nobody talks about.
Wow.
Todd, what is the percentage of people that actually do the course that get through to the end?
It varies. Some say 30% make it through. Some say 50% make it through. A lot didn't make it through when I was there.
Yep.
And, it was. They really test you psychologically. So this episode's about mental toughness and resilience. And they broke me so many times. Like, I literally wanted out, but I couldn't get out.
Well, there's one moment on the promo, Toddy, where they're carrying you in a harness through the jungle, and you are screaming out through water, and you are screaming at them, saying, I'm drowning, I'm underwater.
Yeah, so that's the stretcher carry, the infamous stretcher carry. And they basically tied me, hog-tied me to a pole, a very heavy pole, by the way. And then they had to spend an hour taking me through the kind of jungle and through the swamp. And the problem is the swamp is mud. It's like a quicksand. It pulls you under and you can barely move. So the real danger for me, other than the damage of being knocked around by the guns and all that stuff, the real damage was my head goes underwater. They don't know. They didn't speak English, so I'm yelling and nobody's listening. God. And my head goes under, and they don't have the strength to pull me up, which happened. I think I nearly drowned five times.
Sounds like a Bucks night, Todd.
If that's your Bucks night, your next day must be pretty rough.
Hey, Todd, would have loved to have sat in the meetings when this was being planned, this show, because we've seen the MMA fight, and then you were with the African tribe last week. Was the conversation, will this kill him? Will this happen?
As you know, Whipper, I wrote the series, right? But yeah. I didn't write the details of the episode. So I said, this is what I want to cover. These are the science areas I'm interested in. And with the French Foreign Legion, I wanted to do resilience. But the problem with the French Foreign Legion, obviously, is they will not tell you what you're going to do before you get there. So I had no idea. I literally rocked up, and that's how I got injured, right? So if I would have known I needed to do a rope climb with no legs, which I've never done before, I might have trained for that a bit.
Yes.
But I had no idea. So I rocked up, and they said, you need to pass a physical test, or we won't allow you in the jungle. So I, as you guys know, I fell on the test and burnt skin off both my hands, so...
Wow, but see, then you were sleeping in the jungle. So we heard rumors that, like, there was dangerous vampire bats. There was a Was it true that you saw a venomous snake that was around where you were sleeping as well?
First night under my hammock. I look down, right? I'm in my hammock sleeping, like about 2 feet above the ground, which was poorly tied up, so I didn't know how to do it exactly. And I look down and I see this really colorful snake, and I'm thinking to myself, this snake looks, it's all curled up right below me. I'm thinking, this looks really nice. Look how beautiful that snake is. And the sergeant, the captain, he said, Todd, don't move. And I said, what? He goes, this is a tip. Whenever you see a colorful snake, it's inevitably poisonous and dangerous and can kill you.
Oh.
And it had a diamond shape. And basically, they didn't want to kill it, which is weird, considering they're professional killers. Mm. They had to move the snake.
I mean, you're trained in killing, so when it comes to a snake. Todd, it's very similar. I was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, so I've sort of gone through what you do on tonight's episode. Only 48 hours, mate. Unbelievable journey, and I'll write a book about it one day, but I understand your pain of going
he
through
He was
these.
Classified as the snake in the jungle as well, too, Todd.
I thought you guys performed well in the jungle, actually.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you couldn't even climb a rope 100 metres off the ground.
Todd's a bit fitter than I am.
Toddy's spending an hour underwater, mate. Hog tied.
Very similar journeys and stories, Todd.
Toddy, we don't envy you at all, but this is why we love the show, because you push the body's limits, and you do it very well, mate. Todd Sampson's Body Hack tonight, 8:30, Channel 10. Make sure you tune in. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Fitzy and Whipper.